Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ. Presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. The business of sports collides with the business of Summerfest today on the show. The second weekend of Summerfest begins Thursday, so we wanted to do our own version of a Summerfest show with an upswing lens on sponsors, businesses, new events, and promotions that make the festival go. Joining us today, our regular sports business expert, Mark Cass, executive director from the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, partner at Team Lammy, and new to the show, a new voice, but not new to WTMJ at all, not new to the market at all, Kevin Kennedy, the Vice President of Sales and Business Development at Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. Kevin and Mark, thanks for taking time out of your day to be here.
Always good to be here, Jeff, talking sports, talking festivals, talking concerts, talking Summerfest, Kevin. I mean, come on, this is going to be a great hour.
It's going to be fun, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about what we do at Summerfest.
Very good.
We'll talk ZZA first, right?
All right. We'll do ZZA in the next.
Hey, I'm just happy I know how to say it now. I had to learn how to say her name.
That's
over the last
half the battle.
Weeks. It is.
First up, I want to do pickleball. I'm gonna tease my new racket here.
Wow.
If you go to WTMJ.com, in the upper left corner, you can listen live. You can watch live on YouTube, and you can see. I haven't used this a whole lot. I got it for Christmas. I'm waiting to use it. The live stream presented by our great partners at Horicon Bank. I'm looking to get back on the court very soon. So, Mark, if you can tell us all about the pickleball event that's coming up this weekend.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have brought my racket. We could have played in between breaks. We could have made it. But no, this has been great. We actually rolled this out this year. A great partnership with Kevin and Summerfest had an event there last Thursday with the County Executive Crawley, a number of members of the media, had a tournament throughout a couple hours of Thursday, had a lot of fun, a lot of people learning about the sport, which is just growing like crazy. We're going to have another event there tomorrow, and that's going to include the mayor. He just learned, as some may have seen, he just came over to our office earlier this week and actually learned the game. So he'll be playing in an exhibition match. I'll be there too, and then we'll have more members of the media, other community leaders again playing. The plan is then on the 5th of July to have the ultimate game. That's going to be kind of the champions of the first week against the champions of the second week. Now, Jeff, the most important thing is that while there's a lot of egos involved here, a lot of pride involved, a few wounds, not a lot of wounds, but a few wounds, it's all about charity. Our sponsors are actually helping us each week. Each week, whoever wins the tournament will give it $1,000 to their favorite charity.
Wow, that's great.
So in the first week, it went to the Help Me Out, Jack. Help Me Out, Kevin. To the Parks Foundation.
County Parks. Yep.
The County Parks won the first week. So ultimately, winner there. Hopefully tomorrow, another good winner. We have a whole lot of them are playing for like Make-A-Wish. They're playing for the Vince Lombardi Foundation. A lot of great charities can win here, which is ultimately what we're about. We're about having fun.
Yeah.
Really kind of raising the game. And then I keep saying this to Kevin, hopefully seeing some courts on the grounds here, hopefully sometime in the future. That's my ultimate goal.
Yeah, I mean, the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone is so well programmed and kind of known as, hey, this is the destination for sports on the Summerfest grounds. And now activating it with pickleball just seems to be a natural progression. Bringing in three pretty good pickleball sponsors, too, has got to be good for the festival. You have ProLite. You have Pickleball Kingdom, and you have Centerline Athletics, so all really integrated into the sport and really helps showcase it for people that are like, hey, how do I approach this sport? I know everyone's talking about it, but now I can go to Summerfest and find a way to, hey, learn from some local celebrities who may still be learning the game. Some are true pros.
Notice how he didn't say pros there. He said celebrities who may not know the game now. Really, Jeff, it's been about fun. It's showing this game is fun. It's elevating it throughout the community, showing it all ages. Because in the old days, people thought of this as an older person sport. It's not. All ages are playing it now. They're having fun. They're engaging. I think it's great to be on the Summerfest grounds. You can come down there. You can hear music. You can try the games. You can meet the sponsors. You can see see how to play. Have some fun. But it's kind of a low impact thing. So I think it's been great. It's been a lot of fun for me to be involved with Summerfest to do this. And just have fun on the grounds. I mean, it's a great place just think about this. On a Thursday at noon, we're all hanging out playing the sport. That can't be that's a good day, right?
All right. We're going to continue pickleball conversation. I want to talk about some of the national partnerships and get an update from Mark Cass as to what he knows in terms of how are these national players looking at the market and trying to open facilities. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Kevin Kennedy from Summerfest and Mark Cass join us to talk about the business of sports and the integration of sports into Summerfest. Mark Cass, Pickleball Kingdom, still looking for a location in Metro Milwaukee, as far as you know?
Yes, they are, and I think you'll hear some news very soon on that. You know, had some discussions with them recently. Very active here. They're looking at a number of locations. They were looking out in the Brookfield area. Remember, I'm still calling it we. We had written about that at the Business Journal. So I know they're looking at other locations on the west half of town. I think you're going to hear some news soon. I would not be surprised to see them do kind of multiple spots here. West, north, and then even further west for those of us who kind of interact with all the people like in Oconomowoc. It's a huge sport in Oconomowoc. New courts, wonderful courts. You go up on the east side up in Sherwood. Atwater, I hear, is a fantastic place to play. They line up there on Saturday mornings, so I could see something on the north side. So I think you can get three or four in the next year opening in the Milwaukee area, then really going statewide.
Yeah. As a former board member at the Sherwood Rec Department, I can put in a good note for the Atwater courts. They do a really good job, and they're well-activated and even soundproofed a little bit. Some of the neighbors have had a little bit of concerns.
Come on.
You know, that's a pickleball thing for sure.
I think they're
really active and lively.
You know, sometimes noise is good for the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's lively. You hear things. Come on. You don't want all quiet all the time.
That's right. The Pickler is another franchise that's looking in Wisconsin. I believe Wausau is under development already. So I'm sure we'll hear some things about the Pickler in the area.
I mean, I think if you look across the country, you've seen these really explode in the south. I mean, they're all over Arizona, all over Florida, just amazing places. But they're coming north now as they see things. You know, we can only play outside here, probably 3 weeks a year. No, I'm kidding. You know, probably like 3 months, 4 months a year. I try to play outside like 6 months a year. So you need indoor places. And we've seen them kind of in Milwaukee right now. They're kind of mixed uses. You see them with other sports. But there's nothing that's just for this sport. So I think you're going to see that soon. Again, I think you'll see three or four in the Milwaukee area within the next 12 to 24 months. I think you'll see six or so throughout the state here within the next year or two.
Do you see some of the bigger clubs retrofitting their tennis courts to attract new members?
100%. We've already seen that. I mean, we've seen it at Elite. We've seen it at the WAC. They're all adding pickleball just as another way to kind of help their members. We see it at the Avenue. I mean, Omar, he added courts for his tenants, for both his residential tenants and his office tenants. It's just another thing to offer people, another game to play. You know, I'm looking at it with the MAC, you know, helping the MAC look at programs to, again, help their members who are interested in this as a sport. You know, I mean, here's what happens. When things explode across the country and they come here, everybody wants to get involved. So you got to be ready to do it.
Yeah. Kevin, obviously doing three straight weekends of pickleball is huge for the Sports Zone. How do you plan to continue to grow that sports mix at the Sports Zone on the grounds?
I think overall we're always trying to enhance and elevate the non-music-based entertainment. I think our guys are going to continue to book a world-class music lineup year after year. So we're always trying to elevate the other experiences outside of that. And the Sports Zone, I think, is one of the main areas where we have an opportunity to continue to bring really great entertainment. And I think our goal is how do we find a mix of activities that people can participate in, where you can go out and you can try basketball or you can try pickleball, but also other activities that are really fun to watch and entertaining, like our alumni charity challenge or the BMX stunt shows that we do or the scooter and skate shows that we do. And I think, you know, the pickleball program is an example of a lot of times how this works, where, you know, Mark's been advocating for pickleball for a long time, and probably a month before the festival, we had a conversation and you know, he says, what about pickleball at Summerfest? I said, well, we have some open spots. What does this look like? And over the course of the next couple of weeks, we put all this thing together, and it's been a very well-received a program that is a mix of something that's really fun to watch and some great players, not pros, but but still really good players, and but also an opportunity for the community to come and play and learn. And the sponsors that we have, ProLite, Pickleball Kingdom, and Centerline, have been just great in helping us to be able to get the equipment, to get what we need in a really short amount of time to put that event together and to be on site. I mean, they're volunteering their time to be on site to advocate for the sport. And I think it's about finding other opportunities like that and trying to elevate what we do at Summerfest with more sports and ways for fans to be interactive.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Jeff, I think he's talking about us next year, probably in the amphitheater. What do you think? Right on the amphitheater stage, right next to Zissa. That's what we're going to do.
We might need one or two pros if we're going to do that.
Wait a second. Are you saying we're not pro? There we go again.
Maybe in a year you'll get to pro status.
All right. When we come back, the Upswing presented by Horicon Bank. We'll talk about admissions promotions for this weekend at Summerfest and talk more about sponsorship integration, including local vendors. Because tonight, the Milwaukee Night Market kicks off, and I know the marketplace at Summerfest is huge, too. But how do we continue to get these local vendors who are diving into our local festivals to open up permanent locations in our neighborhood? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Mark Cass, Kevin Kennedy join us. Sponsorship integration, sports, and business on the Summerfest grounds as we get close to weekend number two of Summerfest. So, last Saturday, he had SZA at the Amp, but also he had a special appearance by Kim Kardashian. And I know because it was my daughter's first concert. She was 12. My wife and a couple of other friends went. And somehow, Stephanie got up close, took a picture of Kim Kardashian. I sent it out on my X account, and it's, you know, we're still looking at 70, 80,000 impressions. So the impact of that on social, just to have an artist like SZA post and mention Summerfest and her appearance, what does that mean from a sponsorship lens for you, Kevin?
Well, first of all, I have to say you win the Dad of the Year award, because I also have a 12-year-old daughter that wanted to go and said, no, maybe next time. But, you know, having SZA in general, SZA's, you know, one of the biggest acts, you know, right now. And I got to give the audience, you know, just kudos, because we had some weather roll through and we had to kind of pause for a little bit. And, you know, we were back up and running at 10 o'clock. I went into the amphitheater and that place was completely full. A DJ was playing. Everyone from the front row all the way back to the lawn was dancing and singing and cheering and just a really high energy crowd. And then SZA comes out and just does an unbelievable performance. And it's really SZA we have to thank for, you know, the Kim Kardashian appearance. You know, Kim and her daughter had a birthday, and so they were celebrating the birthday, you know, seeing her friend's performance, SZA. And, you know, when the festival is over, we'll have a chance to go back and really understand from a numbers perspective what the impact was. But she has millions and millions of followers across all of her social channels. She was posting pictures and videos and you know, just getting images of the venue, of the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. So, you know, for us, it's just another great example of an opportunity for us to continue to elevate our national profile, international profile with Kim Kardashian. And we hope we have an opportunity to have her come back in the future.
Yeah, I mean, SZA alone, 21 million followers on Instagram. I mean, as you're putting together those deals, can venues or festivals, are there any contractual obligations around social that can say, hey, we want posts or we want tags? Does that come into play with sponsorship?
In sponsorship, yeah. With artists, you know, no. You know, with artists, we, you know, we do everything we can to try to collaborate and encourage them to do posts. Right. Many of them do. Some of them don't do as much. So there's really no controls where we, you know, where there's always going to be some kind of guarantee. Most of them are savvy enough, though, to use their social channels to promote where they're going to be next time and their experience. And you can do little things. You know, we provided some custom shoes for Kane Brown, as an example, some custom shoes for SZA as well, too. And you hope that they do some posts around there. Motley Crue, we made these really cool leather sleeveless jackets, of course, because it's Motley Crue.
Of course. What else would you do for Motley Crue?
That's right. Yeah. But, you know, certainly for sponsors, you know, there's always going to be deliverables from a marketing and exposure standpoint that you need to deliver. And those are elements that we work together and collaborate with sponsors to make sure that we're creating meaningful posts and relevant posts across social channels, not only ours, but also theirs as well, too, to promote what we're doing together during Summerfest.
All right.
I mean, Jeff, think about what that meant to Milwaukee, though. I mean, that's what I kind of look at. I mean, it was fantastic for Summerfest. I think it was amazing. But here, you know, I mean, she could have gone anywhere to see that show. She chose to come to Milwaukee.
Right.
And the buzz it got from Milwaukee, which we're kind of on this, you know, real high right now with the RNC coming, all the music that was going on that day throughout the region, what happens at Summerfest, I think it was just a great moment for the city. Again, as we're on this kind of roll here, to see that and to see the response to it, I think was amazing. And I think it just showed what happens on the grounds is so impactful to the community as a whole, not just on the grounds, but throughout the city.
Yeah, if my memory serves me right, I think SZA was only playing Governor's Ball in New York and Lollapalooza and Summerfest, right, and all right. The other dates this summer were international European dates. So to be one of three in the United States, that's a pretty big deal for Milwaukee. Tonight is the Milwaukee Night Market downtown in the Westtown neighborhood here. We'll have live broadcasts from Sandy Max. She'll have What's on Tap from 6 to 8. She'll have guests, local vendors. I think Pete's Pops is going to show up. And before that, from 5 to 6, Steve the Homer True will broadcast the Homer Hour live. Speaking of Homer, tomorrow on the Upswing, Tony Smith will join to talk about his new golf initiative. So make sure if you're out and about in downtown Milwaukee to stop at the Milwaukee Night Market. Selfishly, I'm the board president at the Westtown Association. We put in a lot of work to transform the entire downtown and Wisconsin Avenue. This is the only event that closes down Wisconsin Avenue now and just showcases all the wonderful local vendors. 120 local vendors, runs from 5 to 10 p.m. tonight, right in downtown Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Night Market, and Good Karma Brands will be proudly represented as well. Welcome back to the Upswing, the business of sports and Summerfest. Mark Cass, Kevin Kennedy, join us today. Kevin, how does Summerfest kind of continue to balance the offerings of, you know, really affordable ticket prices while still continuing to grow revenue at the festival each and every year?
It's challenging because, you know, the cost to book bands and to produce events, you know, has certainly elevated, you know, in the last several years, certainly post-COVID. But it's just a testament to the sponsors and the partners that we have. We couldn't do Summerfest. We couldn't do the events we do. We couldn't maintain Henry Meyer Festival Park, which is just such a huge asset to our community, without the support from the sponsors that we have. And they're the ones that at the end of the day help us to keep the festival affordable and accessible. We have 14 ways to get in free this year, which is incredible if you think about festivals on our scale. And the most you'll pay for a day to come to the festival is $28. So $28, you get access to over a dozen stages, all sorts of different entertainment, pickleball with Mark Cass, and a lot of other great activities. And it's just, if you look at Lollapalooza, you know, Austin City Limits, these other festivals, you know, you're not paying $28, and you're certainly not, you know, able to take advantage of a free promotion.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it all goes back to the sponsors that choose to support what we do.
Well, and you look at Lollapalooza, I mean, supported by, you got the T-Mobiles, and you have Bud Light, and Tito's, PayPal, Venmo, a lot of the national names. How do you balance that national and local sponsorship lens when you go out and create partnerships?
Well, I think, you know, we're fortunate that we have a lot of national organizations that are based right here in Milwaukee. And I think what's a little bit different about us is, certainly, you know, we're a music festival. We deliver impressions and signage and all of that, you know, the more traditional elements of a sponsorship. But there's so much more to what Milwaukee World Festival and Summerfest do for the community. You know, our economic impact, we just did a study last year. If you look at all of our events across the season, the impact on the city of Milwaukee was $260 million. Through Summerfest, you know, through our admission promotions, we'll collect over 20,000 pounds of food. We'll collect thousands of children's books that go back into community literacy initiatives. Last year, through partnership promotions, we collected and donated $250,000 that went back into various different nonprofits. And this year we've provided over 2,400 seasonal employment opportunities mm-hmm. through the events we do. And last year, close to 80% were from Milwaukee County. So, for us, we have a group of local sponsors who are national and international in nature that understand the broader picture yeah. and that Summerfest and the events we do and the park that we have here do so much more for Milwaukee than just provide entertainment.
They have execs and management on the ground that can be a part of the festival yeah. and really integrated into it. And that means a lot.
These CEOs are music fans. You know, you don't think that, you know.
SZA too, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We you'd be shocked that the amount of, you know, CEOs and C-level, you know, the C-suites from some of these organizations yeah. that come down and have fun and they bring their families and they love music and the arts. And so it's always so fun to see them down here. I've seen, you know, some of them in the front row. You know, cheering and dancing to a lot of bands. I won't name names, but
I
but
think it's great name to see was Sherman, wasn't it?
That will be Jeff. Keith Urban on Saturday night. You know, what about the impact of the RNC, Mark? Yeah. I know you're involved in the RNC on the host right. committee level. In terms of the rental of the grounds, yeah. what impact does that have on
this
the
festival? Talk about the economic impact of the RNC. This is a great example. It's not an event being put on through Summerfest. It's a rental of the Summerfest grounds. So Summerfest is making money off of that event. And it's going to show off the grounds, too, which could lead to future rentals, future use, future people coming to Summerfest, because all the people from all over the country are going to be there. So to me, it's a great example of the economic impact of that event and really to show off Milwaukee. Now, again, it's not going to be open to anybody to come to, but the impact of it because of what's going to happen on the grounds is really important. And, you know, Jeff, I was walking over and seeing it already. We're seeing RNC signs up everywhere. We're starting to see them in town, starting to see media come into town. It's here after all the talk, after all the months and months of, oh, you know, here it comes. Well, it's coming. It's going to be here right after the 4th. And the impact is going to be huge. And it's going to be, I mean, this, I heard something the other day. This is the most media that's ever attended a convention as a result of Trump and what's going to happen with Trump being here and what happens 3 days prior to that. So to me, that's great. It's all great for the city. And, you know, what we're going to see over the next few weeks, we're going to see the Art Museum being seen internationally. We're going to see the Summerfest grounds kind of being seen internationally. We're going to see our tall buildings being seen internationally. We're going to see our arena being seen internationally. That leads to future visits.
Yeah. All right. There's a leadership transition on the way in Green Bay. And how does Titletown Tech and Summerfest Tech, how do they play together? Next on The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. You can text WATCH to the WTMJ talking text line at 855-616-1620. We'll send you the live stream and see all the fun and excitement and the talk around the business of sports and the integration of sports into Summerfest that's happening during today's show. So Mark Cass, Edward Policy, yeah. the current Packers Chief Operating Officer and General Counsel, has been elected as the organization's next chairman of the board and president and CEO, a position that he'll formally assume in July of 2025. Yep. What do you see in terms of leadership transition yeah. in Green Bay?
Probably not a surprise to anybody. I think he yeah. would be the clubhouse leader. Everybody thought he would get this. He's been there. He's been very active. He's been working with Mark Murphy very closely. I know they did a national search, but again, I'm not surprised. Kind of a low-keyed individual. Has quite a history with the NFL. So I think it's a lot of the same, but also is a big driving force between the things going on outside the stadium. You know, what's going on kind of across the street with the hotels, with the retail, with the housing they've built there. So I think that's interesting because, I mean, for Green Bay to be successful long-term as an NFL team, they need to drive more revenue outside the stadium, which he clearly knows how to do and clearly has led. So I think you'll see more of that. I think it's a smart move because it's about consistency. And in Green Bay, it's always about the G. I always say that all the time. It's not about who's in the office. It's about the brand. You can't think of I'm talking to a guy who does sponsorships, Kevin. You think about a brand. I mean, that G is the brand there, and that's what draws in the money. And I think it's good. I think it was a smart move, and I think it's one that's going to kind of continue what's been a very successful operation up yeah. there.
I mean, he led the club's endeavors to create Titletown,
yes,
the
yes.
45-acre mixed-use yep. real estate development that's immediately west of Lambeau.
Think about that. Think about, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, what was there? Yeah. Kind of run down stores and, you know, all open parking lots.
Find a hitting parking spot, maybe.
Right. Maybe find a park, which was okay. That was a good thing. For like $3.99. But now it's hotel. You have a beautiful hotel there. You have the brewery. You have what's going on the plaza all the time with the big hill. And you have activity all year long, which has helped them with their retail, which has helped them with their restaurants, which has helped them with their Hall of Fame. That means revenue for the team. So to me, and you look at what they've done inside the stadium as a result, upgrading of the locker rooms, upgrading of the scoreboards, upgrading of the seats, that's all kind of works together, Jeff, as they kind of grow that revenue. So I see that continuing. I see them, you know, they own more land up there. They own a lot more land around the stadium. You may see more of that kind of development.
Yeah. Policy also started Titletown Tech. This week, Summerfest Tech is happening right here in Milwaukee. How important has that addition been to you, Kevin?
It's huge for us. I mean, there, you know, this event started in 2018, and Mark was certainly instrumental in helping us kind of bring together, you know, the content that first year. But now it's grown to a multi-day event. Thousands of people will attend and register. And for us, we started it because, especially in 2018, there were so many organizations and individuals and stakeholders in the community that were doing great work in elevating or working to elevate Milwaukee as a tech hub in the community. And we saw an opportunity as, you know, this unifying organization, this group that can convene people. You see it with Summerfest, but an opportunity to create an event that's going to bring all these groups together so we can work as one to, you know, to elevate, you know, the messaging and what we can do here. And since then, this event has really helped us to continue to put Milwaukee on the map from a tech perspective. We're starting to see more national organizations come in. We're having great discussions as it relates to how we're attracting and retaining tech talent, what we can do to make this an environment and an ecosystem where startups can not only start up, but then stay and continue to thrive. And we worked with Titletown Tech this last year, again, in the spirit of bringing people together that are kind of working separately, but with the same goal. We came together and created some content and a panel about Wisconsin's, you know, special sauce and what we're doing here to kind of elevate, the state as a tech hub. And we took that panel to South by Southwest to spread our message there. We took a panel to the draft in Detroit for some tech events there in partnership with Titletown Tech to spread our message of what we're doing here there as well. Yeah, so I think that'll continue to be, you know, where our relationship with Titletown Tech goes after this, we'll see. But I think there's a lot of opportunity. And Summerfest Tech right now, it's literally happening at Pottawatomie through today. There's a pitch competition we'll be doing at 3:00. And I stopped by there yesterday. There was a huge crowd and just so many people engaged in the content.
You know, Jeff, what I like about this is that, I mean, it was just an idea of Sarah and Don's, and it's grown into this thing that it's no longer just music on the ground. It's kind of what you were talking about earlier. It's not just about the music, which is great. It's about having sports on the ground. It's about doing IT and tech and kind of growing the region. Summerfest has become so much more than it was, and it's impactful throughout the year. So I just love the fact that this has grown to what it has become. And, you know, I was involved in those first calls, and it was actually talked about then. Here's what we want it to be, and it actually has become that.
All right, when we come back from the break, what's the future of the possibility of year-round activation at the Summerfest grounds? This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, Mark Cass, Kevin Kennedy. Join us. The future of the Summerfest grounds on Milwaukee's beautiful lakefront. Kevin, as you're kind of reviewing the RFP process for, like, what's next in terms of activation, possible year-round events and new spaces on the grounds?
That's a great question. I think one that we're you know, going to be spending a lot of time over the next several years to try to figure out. I think overall for us, under Don's leadership, we spent a lot of time building the grounds and developing the grounds to get them to a really great place. And I think we're at a point now, you know, under Sarah's leadership, is how do we make sure we maximize the use? And so we're really focused on elevating the number of events, making sure we're doing the right events, events that maybe are underserved in this community. How do we increase just public use of the space? I think if you look at the Northwestern Mutual Community Park, it's been kind of the shining star for us and how we can, you know, develop a space that functions so well for all the events that happen. Everybody uses the community park from Summerfest to Pride Fest and on, yet it's a space that we can open to the public when we're not doing events. I mean, because we had such a really nice spring and early summer, we were able to open the park in March.
Yeah.
And we had a day in April where over 1,000 people came in with their families just to visit the park. Yeah, and so I think
we probably use Hidden Gem a little too much in this market, but that park is truly a hidden gem. It's an amazing space for families.
Yeah.
For
us, it's about, you know, what are, you know, if we're fortunate enough to have a development opportunity in the future, what can be like the park to where it can elevate the experience of all the events we currently have, but also be the space that the public can come in and access. And I think, part of it is understanding what does the city need, and how can Henry Meyer Festival Park sort of fill a need that the city has as well too. And then again, more events. So I think from this process, hopefully we get some good input on and some data on, you know, what we can do to continue to elevate the number of events and the park as well.
I mean, I think Jeff, it's important because, and I think Sarah's done a wonderful job kind of leading this effort. And I'm going to kind of start the show and end the show with the same thing is that it needs to be activity and energy and just being open to the public, and maybe four pickleball courts would be great there. But that's just me.
That's right.
Throwing that out there, Sarah. I know you're listening, but no, really, I just think the opportunity, even if it's not that, just to have activity. People love the grounds. They love the lakefront. They love the access. Yeah. I mean, I walk in that area all the time. I obviously ride my bike down there just to be able to be on the grounds throughout the year, whether it's hanging out, whether it's food trucks, whether it's the beer gardens, things on the grounds in the fall would be tremendous for the city. And I think they're heading in the right direction. And, you know, I think this is a great, I think in 3 to 4 years, we may see a whole different lakefront in the fall and spring.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, Kevin, what's the top question you get about Summerfest? What's the most asked question you get?
Yeah, the two are who's coming to Summerfest.
Okay.
Everyone's trying to get the spoilers, and you know, even down to my own family, always kind of asking who's coming. And then the other one we always get as full time staff is that a full time job? Is Summerfest a full? What do you do when Summerfest is over?
Wait, you mean it's not? I mean, it is a full time job.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Milwaukee World Festival is the organization we all work for. We do over 60 events, you know, in the park, which is, you know, it's a huge leap from what we used to do to the park. And it's very much a full-time job. And we're just, I'm fortunate to have a group of, you know, we're 50 full-time staff, people that are all just so passionate about what we do and creating these events and convening the community down at the park. So those are probably the two biggest ones I get. And I do not have any spoilers for the lineup for next year.
All right. Weekend number two begins this weekend. Summerfest, Kevin Kennedy, Mark Cass, thanks for joining the Upswing presented by Horicon Bank.